Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I love being back in the studio.
Yeah, it's good.
And because we were coming back in the studio,
it's a luxury, really.
Yeah, it is a luxury.
Because.
What do you mean it's a luxury?
Well, now that we know we can do it remotely, it's just a nice thing to do.
Does that make it a luxury?
Yeah, because we don't have to do it.
So we can think about doing it.
But we enjoy doing it, so.
So
we're back here. So now you guys get to experience the, the dynamic of me and Jamie sat around a table,
rather than across a Zoom.
Yeah, in a room in Southwark, which is funny because we both now live in Notting Hill.
So I was sitting in. Sitting in my apartment, and because we're back in the studio, I got overexcited about stuff, right? And I was just like, oh my God, it's so sweet we get to go back in the studio. And so I was looking through all of the iTunes comments on our podcast to see what a lot of them say and seeing what like competitors' comments say and all these different things. Yeah. You know, we still have 5 stars.
Well, yeah. Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we've done.
Why are you surprised by that?
Well, I wasn't surprised, but we've done over 180 episodes.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
we still got 5 stars. Was reading some of the comments.
Was that total 180 episodes total?
Well, no, because we've done bonuses and
and
rebroadcast.
So there's more than 180.
I reckon there's over 200. Yeah.
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 So, make of that what you like, guys. That's hours of our voices.
I was reading the comments.
Yeah.
And a lot of the comments say, which I don't agree with. They say that. The podcast wouldn't be the podcast without you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they say that a lot. They say that. They basically say,
you guys,
if Francis isn't there, Private Parts are shit. That's some of the comments. That's what they say.
Really?
Yeah, which obviously they're lying.
But look, I'm not going to get into that because it's not my place.
Well, you should get into it. Come on. What do you think? Obviously, you don't think it's true.
I just think, like, you play your part. You play an essential role.
Yeah, but obviously you don't think it's true.
It wouldn't be, I think, the same without you.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be shit. Oh, look at that. There's a police car. This is what you don't get across Zoom calls.
No.
Do you? You don't get that atmosphere like that. So, honestly, if you weren't on it, people would still listen, wouldn't they?
You know, if you can only go by the focus group of the comments section, then maybe there'd be a decline. But I'm sure that could be made up for,
But also, I read some other comments, and the other comments said, they said that apparently I interrupt a lot.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
What do you mean that's true?
I
don't interrupt.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you have a habit of interrupting. But, I think... sometimes you have something good to say, so I think interrupting is just one of those skills you learn with time, you know.
Wait, what do you mean? Interrupting is one of the skills you learn in time.
Yeah.
Before that, you don't interrupt. And then
well,
suddenly you
no,
learn
because
skill.
Obviously, you know, interrupting is a skill, because if you interrupt with something like that is not actually interesting or continues or furthers the conversation in a positive direction, then it's frivolous.
I think that's the point they were making, that I interrupt with bullshit,
oh, yeah.
with nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Like when you said that you wanted to save the bees, but at the same time extract all their venom.
I did not say that.
You were like, yeah, save the bees so we can use their bee venom. Because you know you have to kill them to get their bee venom.
God, that really hit a nerve with you, didn't it?
Yeah, it's just not. I mean, it's just in the same breath, say that you want to save the bees so that you can take their venom, which it doesn't save the bees.
I don't want to take their venom. I don't need to look. You know, you said this on the last bonus episode. You said on the Sophie episode, you said that bee venom can make you look younger. I don't need that.
No?
No.
Well, because of all the profiler.
It's not filler. It's not. I don't. What do you mean? Filler.
Well, you've never had filler?
I don't have any filler in my face.
Don't you?
This is what's so
bad. Why are you changing the subject?
I'm not changing the subject. I just never had any filler in my face, you listeners.
Because I thought that's how all these, these supermodels, mm-hmm. you know, Victoria's Secret and all that, you know, they say they've never had plastic surgery, but they've all had fillers.
I haven't had any fillers.
So it's actually disingenuous for them to say, oh, yeah, I'm all natural, never had plastic surgery, because they've had.
Do they talk like that? I'm more natural. Hey, listen, can I tell you this? I was talking to Sophie. We were together yesterday, and she said, and we went to this restaurant, big shout out to Beach Blanket Babylon.
Yeah.
In Notting Hill.
I've been there. Yeah, I've been there many times. I actually, I filmed there a couple of times.
Yeah. So likewise.
Yeah. I filmed there probably a few times.
Yeah. Yeah. How many times do you think
they're very welcoming? Actually, I love that staircase with all the chains.
How many?
It's like cavernous.
How many times do you think you filmed there?
Oh, many.
Yeah, many times. Anyway,
many times.
I was sitting upstairs and with Sophie, and she
in that room.
In that room, Sophie said to me, "Oh, we filmed here before," and I said, "Yeah, we filmed it before." And she said, "Oh my god, this was the time." So I stopped eating gluten and dairy. Right? I've stopped eating it, and. What's happened is I used to wake up in the morning and I would have an incredibly bloated face. My face would be really bloated. And it would be like puffy and all those kind of things. I didn't know why. Anyway, Sophie...
Wasn't that a side effect of the...
The filler. No, it wasn't. But Sophie, honestly, so we were sitting upstairs and she said, God, this is the time when we'd first met. Like, this is the second time Sophie and I had ever met a few years ago. And apparently I walked in with... It was in the morning. With a really bloated face. And I sat down and she went, oh God, what has he done to his face?
She thought it was filler.
She thought.
But it's just how your face actually is. I know that's actually him. Isn't it funny when you forget what people look like and then you look at them and you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah, she honestly thought I was Sylvester Stallone. She was like, what has he done to his face? And she was like, do I tell him? Do I not tell him?
I'll just wait and see if it goes down.
Yeah.
And what was that? What was the story there?
That was the story. Oh. We just went to Beach Blanket Babylon and we had some
actually
food.
Very good food there.
Delicious food. Yeah, delicious food.
Very accommodating.
Yeah. How many times have you filmed there?
Yeah, many times. But I also went to lunch there. I've had, some
lovely things.
Yeah, been to some dates there.
Have you?
Yeah.
You went to a date in Beach Blanket Babylon?
Well, you know, walking around, went, stopped there and had a drink, yeah.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Yeah. Outside.
Do you still, now that you have a beautiful girlfriend, and the greatest thing about France and I living in Notting Hill together, you said this on the podcast, we have these bump-ins.
It feels like we only live in Notting Hill with you.
Yeah, we bump into each other a lot.
Yeah.
Which I quite like.
Yeah.
Do you still go on dates?
It's like Made in Chelsea for you, isn't it?
It's not like Made in Chelsea for me. It's like, yeah, what do you mean for me? So you're the
well,
same.
Because you basically want everything in your life to be like Made in Chelsea.
What do you mean, apart from living in Chelsea? Well, where's the bluebird? I need it.
You still make make your pilgrimage over there once a week, right? To the Bluebird.
But when I go to Chelsea now, I get, because I lived there for so long. So Francis and I lived together in Fulham for a long time, and we kind of got the ick of Fulham. We were just like, God, we just really don't want to live there.
Parsons Green.
Yeah.
It was I don't mind Parsons Green, but I just, you know, I don't want to speak
freely.
Speak freely about it. But,
but you're going to.
but no, I mean, I guess it wasn't really like, I kind of more grew up towards like Notting Hill area anyway, so I kind of much prefer that.
Well, I agree with you, but my point was is that we lived in Fulham together and we had a really nice time, but we kind of outgrew it. We kind of got that situation where we're like, we don't want to be chilling here anymore. And then we moved to, we sort of moved to Chelsea area, and then the same thing happened. And now I would never ever move back towards that area. I just love, it's just much more vibrant. So many more things.
That's
going
really on. What you're searching for, isn't it? A vibrant, community.
No, I'm not. I'm just searching. Do you know what I'm searching?
I think San Francisco has one as well. Brighton.
Hello to all you private parters. Welcome to our bonus episode. Thank you so much once again for tuning in. Hey, Francis, we have some letters and some posts to read out.
Great.
Yeah. Should we? Well, listen. We've got this one in here. By the way, anyone who would like to send us any mail at all, we would very gladly like to receive it and open it up on the podcast that we're doing today. Please title it Jamie and Francis Private Parts Podcast. It's The Print Rooms, 164 to 180 Union Street, London, SE1OLH. And we have one today that we're going to open up. Are you ready for this, Francis? We've got a book.
Oh.
You're going to love this. We've got a book. And
what is it about?
It is Steve Walsh. They met in a dream and agreed to meet in real life. Bad idea. Wilson, indeed. This is a book that we've received. Dear Mr. Lang and Mr. Bull, as you are two dynamic, mad cop intellectual, and I'm a fan of Private Parts Podcast, I thought you would really enjoy reading an interesting and thought-provoking fiction book entitled Wilson, indeed, by new author Steve Walsh. Dreams are one of the most explored territories of life, and intriguing story is about a Vespa riding... It's me. I have a Vespa. I have a red Vespa. A Vespa-riding, freakish 18-year-old college student who can learn while he dreams, which isn't beyond the realms of possibility. Look at it. It's we've got sent a book, Francis.
That's great.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
Are you going to read that book, do you think?
Well, I'll let you read it first, and then I'll get it off you.
Wait, no, why wouldn't you read it?
No, but I'm actually reading several other books at the moment.
Well, you can add this into your repertoire.
I'm very focused on the sphere of... interest that I read on.
What book are you reading at the moment?
Well, I'm reading several books.
Well, which is your favourite at the moment?
Right now.
do you just laugh at your books?
The book that I turned to.
what? What do you mean your book that you? What do you mean your book that you turn to?
What?
What do you mean your book that you turn to?
The book that I turn to most often is a book called Trading Systems and Methods.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's long. It's like a textbook.
So you're reading a textbook?
Yeah.
That's quite cool.
Don't you ever read textbooks?
I haven't read a textbook. I didn't even read a textbook when I was at school.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right, we have another letter. Hi, Jamie Francis. I'm a big fan of the show and of Made in Chelsea. As two guys that know what it's like starting a business and creating great ideas, I've sent a pack of my new clothes hangers called Twin Hanger. twinhanger.co.uk. The hanger holds everything, a full suit and shirt or a full lady's outfit. This is my first business idea, which I'm running on my own. Hope you find it useful and I'd love to know what you think.
Okay. Yeah, it's good.
This is from James Vaughan and what he's done, a twin. So basically it's called Twin Hanger.
So you can put a shirt, you can actually dress the hanger up. Like.
Okay, here we go. So we're in Dragon's Den at the moment. Imagine, Francis, and you're one of the dragons and I walk in here. I'm James Vaughan. Hi, dragons.
No, my name is Francis, actually.
Sorry.
But people do call me the dragon.
Yeah. Why do they call you the dragon?
Because I'm fiery and I sit on a pot of gold.
Touché. Touché. Okay, so, hi, Francis. I have my new idea. It's called Twin Hanger.
Yeah.
And what it is it's two hangers connected together so that you can put a shirt on one and a jacket on the other. Basically, two hangers in one. And I'm looking for £500,000 for 5% of the business.
£500,000?
Yeah. That's what I'm looking for.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
What do you think?
Well, I'd say, why is this business valued at £10 million?
Oh, because it is.
Really? How many sales have you?
How many sales have I?
How many sales have you made?
Loads of them.
Loads. How many?
Whoa. 500,000 worth.
500,000
sales, yeah.
In how long?
In 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah.
500,000?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and how much do they cost?
£400 per hanger.
Oh, well, you've definitely got a deal because I can definitely get the margin.
Well, you've got to say I can definitely get the margin down.
I can definitely get the margin down on that.
Why would you want to get the margin down if they're selling for that?
So I think we could sell a lot more.
As always on the bonus episode, Francois, we like to read out some different things. But actually, we went on to our Instagram, our private podcast, and we had an Instagram voicemail from Becca, who is B_E_C_S. Thanks, Becca, for your voice note. If you'd like to send us a voice note, please do on at private podcast. Francis, do you want to hear the voice note? It's towards you.
Let's hear it.
Are you ready? Here we go.
It's towards me?
Yeah. For you.
All right.
Hey, so I just listened to your bonus episode. And no joke, Francis, you put my four-month-old to sleep also. He had just had a two-hour nap, which is unheard of. Put him in the car to go pick up his brother from school. And Mr. Four-month-old is back asleep again, thanks to you, Francis. You just threw off my entire afternoon. Sleepy baby had too much sleep. So yeah, definitely put out your Sleep Sounds podcast because I would subscribe.
What the hell? This is your superpower, buddy. This is your superpower.
That's a great idea. Should I start a Sleep Sounds podcast?
Yeah, I think you should. So listen to any listener who doesn't know this, who hasn't listened to the bonus episodes, what we do is we read out notes from listeners and things like that. We have found a talent that Francis didn't know about.
Well, I actually did know about it.
He didn't. Yeah. How did you know that you could send babies to sleep?
Because I've sent babies to sleep before.
When? Where? What situation?
Well, I mean, I couldn't possibly tell you.
Well, why not?
But it's just something I have a gut feeling about.
Okay, so hang on. So how did you find what we did? Were you singing? Were you talking when you found out this talent?
Well, no, I think because I've hypnotized people before, I know how to put people to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess I could probably... Yeah, I can probably... A baby is not that difficult to sleep.
You said you've done it before. It's not like you're guessing.
Well, I put my little baby cousins to sleep.
Yeah?
And then read bedtime stories to...
But what's fascinating to... This is actually true. Francis sends babies to sleep. So people... there are some of the listeners, like Becca...
How many babies do you think our listeners have?
I don't know. So if you... I really want to try this out.
Can we get a quick show of hands?
Yeah, to all of you guys, let us know.
If you had a baby... if you have a baby, just send us a message saying, have a baby. And we'll make a quick count. Do a quick head count.
But what I want to do is to all the listeners who do have a baby and listen to this in the car or in the kitchen or wherever it is, put on the podcast when Francis is talking. Well, don't just put on the podcast. And probably a bonus episode, and see if your baby falls asleep, because this seems to be happening quite a lot, doesn't it, Francis?
Well, you know, it's actually, I think, a very good way of getting people, not just babies, to go to sleep is to, you know, listen to just a soothing voice.
Okay, so if you were...
I think my podcast, because obviously babies, but also people could listen to it to go to sleep.
Okay, so if you got such a soothing voice, why don't you read the first paragraph of Steve Walsh's book that we got sent in, Wilson
Steve,
Indeed.
Wasn't he on Strictly Come Dancing?
Steve Walsh. No. Sean Walsh.
Yeah.
That's it. You got it. Okay.
I knew that. I was just joking.
Okay. So Francis here
actually did a gig with. He saw me do one of my earlier gigs.
So
wasn't my best.
So here we go.
Actually, but the crowd were lovely. Like they were too generous.
Okay. Here's Francis. This is Francis's reading out Steve Walsh's book Wilson Indeed in his most soothing voice, so everyone can fall asleep.
Chapter 1. The Brimstone. 2 miles south of Stockport lies the well-to-do village of Davenport, a comfortable notch on the commuter belt of Greater Manchester. Its focal point is a busy railway station, and according to the community's website, it has a range of facilities within a short distance, which make Davenport a good place to live for those who don't drive a car. Which is somewhat ironic, given the events I'm about to describe.
Why'd you go up at the end?
Building suspense.
That was lovely.
Maybe I should read books for a living.
Yeah.
I think that's basically what I do anyway.
Maybe you should. Maybe we should start a podcast where you just read books to people.
Maybe we should start a podcast.
Yeah, maybe we should start a podcast where it says bedtime stories. Maybe it should be Francis's bedtime stories.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And then we can just send people to sleep and you just read out different things.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, or I just talk about the news.
No, we don't want you to talk about the news. We don't want you to talk about the news. This is actually a great
current
idea.
Current events.
No, we're not. It's not the news or political in any way whatsoever. It's you reading out bedtime stories.
Oh, reading out a story that I've written.
Or we get the listeners to send in their stories and then you read them out.
I mean, yeah.
That's a great idea. Hey, listen, to all of our listeners, if you do have a baby, please try out the trick and see if Francis does have the superpower. We really, really want to see...
What do you think it is about my voice that puts...
I think it's just boring. I think that's what... Yeah? I think you've just got a monotone, boring voice and that's what sends them to sleep. I'm too excitable. I'm too entertaining. I'm too interesting for these children. That's what they are. They I'm like liquid.
They're like, is it a man or a woman? Or that's so interesting. What is that voice?
If you do
sounds
have,
sounds like he's wearing really tight leggings.
I am. Francis thought they were leggings and tracksuit bottoms, and I couldn't get them over my ankle. They were so tight.
Really?
Yeah, I can get them in my ankle.
Are they women's ones?
No, they're men's ones, but they're very tight. To all of our listeners, you lovely private parties, if you would like to try out this talent that Francis has, please play our podcast in front of your child, toddler, whatever it is. See if they fall asleep. If they do, let us know. If they don't, let us know. As always, please contact us on our Instagram at private podcast. Send us a mail, as I said before. The Print Rooms, 164 to 180 Union Street, London, SE1OLH. Title it Private Parts or Jamie and Francis, whatever you want to do. And this is the bonus episode. Hey, listen, we'll be back on Friday for another episode. Until next time, Francis, end this podcast on something wicked.
Something needs to be done, and it might be you that needs to do it. So get out there and be free.
See you next time, guys. Bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.